بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakina to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Indeed, all of us are going through problems, difficulties and hardships. Some of us do not have children, and we cannot have children. Others are going through financial difficulties, finding it difficult not only to survive, but also to go to the place of work, and the transport we have to pay, the place that we have to live in. It's difficult for us to survive altogether. And others are having problems with the children that they have. Find the child not being obedient. You find the child being difficult and rebellious with you. Others are having marital problems where they don't get along with their spouse. Some people, their wealth in and of itself is a problem for them. It's causing them difficulty and hardship instead of bringing them the ease that they so require from that wealth. The question, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is as a Muslim, when I have a problem, what should I do? Unfortunately, some of us find ourselves with the sangoma, the magician, the fortune teller, the one who is supposed to tell us according to the liars what our fortune, our future holds for us. What fortunes our future holds for us. So you find the man going to a person saying, "Hey, I heard you can tell the future. Can you tell me what my future looks like?" Yet a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has said, قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. There is nobody in the heavens and the earth that knows that which is unseen except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that sangoma, that magician, that arraf, known in the Arabic language as arraf, a fortune teller, does not know your future whatsoever. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man ata arrafan aw kahina." The one who comes to a fortune teller or a fortune teller, meaning different types, the same thing. He comes to a magician, fortune teller, someone who claims to know the future. فَصَدَّقَهُ بِمَا يَقُولُ. So he believes in that which he has said. فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. So he has disbelieved in that which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, that which was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you that nobody knows the unseen except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you decide to go to this man to find out the future, then what are you doing? You are disbelieving in that which Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with. So never ever approach these people. You know, you open up the newspaper and you find an advert, "Have marital problems? Have sexual problems, have wealth problems, then we have the solution for you." And there's a number beneath that. So all of a sudden you find yourself calling, you find yourself WhatsApping that person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something about this. "Man ata arrafan aw kahinan lam tuqbal salatuhu 40 yawma." The one who comes, just comes, to a person who tells the future and he listens to what he has to say, then his salah will not be accepted for 40 days. 40 days. You didn't believe in him, but you just had to hear what he was saying, then your salah is not accepted for 40 days. The minute you believe him, khalas, you are out of the fold of Islam. You've left Islam in totality. You are no longer classified as a Muslim, a believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are going directly against the belief in Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You know, the reality of these people who tell these stories, sometimes you'll find a person who says, but I went to the Sangoma and he told me the reality that was going to happen and it really happened. So, you were telling us that they don't know the future, they have no knowledge of the unseen. How did that Sangoma tell me? How did he know the future? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again has something to say about that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that these jinn go up into the heavens and they listen to the conversation that is going on between the angels. And they hear something of the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. Perhaps there is rain that is going to fall in a certain area. A leader is going to emerge from another area. So they hear of this. A certain person is going to have a child. They hear of this and they come down. They pass it down. They have a chain from the top to the next jinn that is standing. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I'm not mistaken, literally took his fingers and put them like this, or it was the narrator of the hadith, and he said, they pass one jinn to the next, they pass the message, hey, this person is going to become a leader. The next person, the next jinn receives that news, the next one receives that news, the following one receives that news, until they reach the earth. And then the last one will whisper into the ear of that fortune teller or that Sangoma and say, hey, you know, there is a leader about to come from such and such an area. And then that fortune teller takes that one truth, he mixes it with 100 lies, mi'atu kibba, 100 lies, and then he portrays as if he knows the unseen, as if he knows that which is in the future. But if you had to ask him, if you had to ask him more and more questions of the unseen, then you will not know. Why? Because he took one truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ultimately stolen by the devils, and he mixed it with 100 lies in order to lie to you. So they'll tell you, you know, you're going to have a lot of wealth in the next year. They tell you that which you want to hear. Why? Because they know that is your problem. So they told you that one truth, told you 100 lies with it, and then what do they say? Hey, now it's time for payment. So take out $1,000, $2,000. And you take it out, you give it to them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling you, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ, that Allah is helping a servant so long as he is helping his brother. You want help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want help in your life. You direly need a solution in your life. It lies with the one who is in the heavens, the one who is above us all. Yet you go to a Sangoma, take out that wealth instead of giving it to your brother, trying to help your brother in some way in order to attain the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You take out that wealth and give it to the Sangoma who lied to you. And this is a problem. This is a serious problem. I have no children. What am I going to do? And all of a sudden you see an advert. Hey, you have no children. Come to me. I can help you out. What about belief that that came, that decree came from Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورًا يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورًا أَوْ يُزَوِّجُهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he gives whomsoever he wishes males, he gives whomsoever he wishes females, and some of them he gives them both, male and female, and whomsoever he wishes, he makes them barren. He makes them barren with nothing. You will have no children, it is decreed for you. The believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've read this ayah in the Quran. I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I disbelieve in the sangoma. I disbelieve in the magician. I disbelieve in the fortune teller. And I believe in the one who created everything and decreed everything. He has decreed as he has decreed, and I am happy. There is absolutely nothing with trying to have a child in the correct means, going to a medical doctor through whom you can receive treatment and ultimate cure is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can receive treatment from these people. There's nothing wrong because this was acceptable at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But to go to a man who is weak, in need of the same maker that you are in need of, and ask him for something that he cannot even give you, then you have done something wrong. The next wrong approach, when you are in dire need, in difficulty, in problems, is to go to a wali, what they call a wali, a saint. Go to him. Oh Sheikh, oh Mawlana, oh wali, please help me with this problem. That wali is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. Some people go to the extent of going to the grave of a dead man. He couldn't help you when he was alive. How is he going to help you when he's dead? He cannot help himself if he wants to lift the covering of himself. He can't lift that covering. Yet you want to ask him for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in his control. So we should know that these people cannot help us in any way. It is only Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Arabs at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before his coming, what they would do is when they were traveling and they would go into a certain valley, they knew that there are jinn in this valley. So they would say, A'udhu bi sayyidi hadha al-wadi, I seek refuge in the master of this valley. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed verses. وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِّنَ الْإِنسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. And there was human beings, men from amongst the human beings. They would go to those from amongst the jinn seeking refuge. So those jinn increased them in the terror and the fear that they felt. When they went into the valley all alone, very few people in a group perhaps at times, and now it is quiet, it's dark, you're in a place that is far away from any civilization, and you begin to think, hey, I need some refuge, I need some protection. Your iman at that point should kick in and you should say, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. I seek refuge in the complete words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil that He has created. Remember, ultimately, evil was created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you want refuge from that evil, go to the being who created it, and he will tell you how to seek refuge from it. Ayatul Kursi, seeking refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. You recite this and wallahi you will be protected. Recently there was a man who contacted me saying, you know, at night I go to sleep and he had actually traveled. And the man who was staying at his home says, when we go to sleep at night, all of a sudden we'll hear the tap come open. We'll hear some doors opening in the house. Something's going on, unnatural. So at that juncture, when something unnatural is happening, your iman and your belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should kick in. That is when you go and you say, Allah la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And look into the verses of Ayatul Kursi. You will understand what a powerful being Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is. There is nobody more powerful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have protected yourself with the words of Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, then no magician, no fortune teller, no human being, no jinn will be able to harm you in any
way whatsoever, because the one who created everything, including that evil, is the one who is protecting you. And do you know who taught this to us? Do you know who taught us Ayatul Kursi? It is none other than Shaytan. Shaytan once came in the form of a man. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu was guarding some wealth. So Shaytan came in this form of an old man and he tried to steal some wealth. So Abu Hurairah got hold of him and said, "Hey, today I'm going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So he says, "No, please, I'm old, let me go, come on." So Abu Hurairah had mercy on him, let him go. So he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the next day the man returned. The old man, he returned and he was stealing once again. So he said, "Today I'm definitely going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He says, "Look, I'm an old man, please, just let me go." So he lets him go once again. The third day when the old man returned, he says, "Today definitely I'm going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So he knew. Now Shaytan is so clever that he knew Abu Hurairah has a thirst for knowledge. So what did he tell him? He said, "Let me teach you certain words, that if you recite these words when you go to sleep, there will be an angel protecting you until you wake up. And if you recite these words when you wake up, then there will be an angel protecting you until you go to sleep." And what did he teach him? He taught him Ayatul Kursi. He taught him Ayatul Kursi. So the next day, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "You know, last night there was a man and he came, he was stealing from the wealth of the Muslimin. I stopped him and I said, 'I'm going to take you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.' He told me this." So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him something interesting. He said, "Sadaqaka wa huwa kadhub." He told you the truth, yet he is a liar. He is a compulsive liar, but he told you the truth in this instance because his freedom meant more to him. So he, Shaytan, taught us how to protect us, ourselves, from him. So this is the most powerful way to protect yourself from any evil, any harm. And if you want a solution, turn to Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Because why? Think about it for a moment. Who are we returning to? We are returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are going to return to Him anyways, whether we want it or not. So why not seek refuge in the being whom you will ultimately return to? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us refuge and to grant us the ability to seek it in Him. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala